Well, I'm going to try to do a psalm here. I already feel it. As someone said yesterday, and Brother Frank said this morning, there's been enough gospel preached here to save the entire world. Really. All you got to do is trust it. Now, Brother Moore, he and I were out at Houston, Texas, and it was a little small conference in Houston, Texas. And whether you drive, like Brother Jerry has come all the way from Texas for a small group here, it doesn't matter. There's one person in here that needs to be saved. There's one saved, then the conference has been a success. There's one. Can't put a price on it. So we went out there, and there were preachers preaching the gospel just over and over and over. And I went with EC, I mean, just to conferences. We used to drive to juries, and he would sing because he just couldn't play the guitar very well. And I was his handyman. And I'd play the guitar and let him sing, and he'd talk. And as I said, they preached the gospel. I wasn't a preacher at that point in time. I was saved, of course. But they preached, and no one, it appeared to be, nobody raised their hand, nobody come up and says, I just got saved, those kind of things. And when Brother Moore did this song, there's three ladies burst out in tears and trusted the Lord right at the last moment of the conference. I mean, right there at the last. The Holy Spirit convicted them of their sinfulness, and they tried. And I'm going to try to make it through. Now, I'll tell you this. Yesterday, I talked about death. It was mentioned again today. Now, it's raining, but we know, as Brother Frank said, his son was young when he went to sleep in the Lord. Age has nothing to do with where you're going to breathe the next moment or not. You could be a very old individual in here, or you could be a young person. It has no bearing on your future death when the Lord calls you home. So I would tell you, don't leave home without it. Don't leave the church unsaved today. Just please don't. It's not for my good. It's not for Ellis's good. It's for the Lord's.
Yes, it is.
How can you? On the cross, right there. He'd walk out front and he'd talk about the Savior. How he hung up on the tree and how he was crucified. If you read Isaiah 53, you'll find out exactly what they did. And he did it for you. Only you. Then he come back in and he said, as he hung there on the tree, he prayed for you and him for you. There was no one his pain to ease. Before he died, he faintly cried, Father, forgive me. Help me out again. How can tears in his eyes on the cross. Trust him as your Lord and Savior right now. Brother Lynn?
We want to thank everybody for participating in this conference. And I want to thank everybody for preparing the food that we've had, and it sure was good, and we're going on.
That Brother John Sear, we got to really thank him.
Yeah, old Brother John Sear, he did, he cooked it, and was the boss of us, and we want to thank everybody for that. He did a good job. Anyway, it's been good. I've enjoyed it, and I've learned some things. I'm still a student. I guess I'll continue to be one until I go to sleep in the Lord. And that's what it's all about. Just trust in Christ. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to turn no flips. All you got to do is just trust Him. You don't have to walk no aisle. All you got to do is trust Him. Just trust Him. The gospel that Paul preached was, he said, your sin debt is paid. All you got to do is believe that. That's what Christ did on the cross. Paul said he had finished the course. But there's one thing about the course that he finished. He couldn't die until he finished the course. You ever thought of that? I'm talking about he had a course he had to finish. He had a job he had to do. He had a personal calling. And this, you know, a lot of people say that us grace believers make too much out of Paul. Honey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not making any more out of Paul than what Christ made out of him. Amen. He had the message by which we are saved. The Lord Jesus Christ ordained that message. It won't ever change. And we're living in a dispensation now where folks can be saved. All you got to do is trust Him. It's not based on anything that you do. It's based on what Christ did for you. That's what it's based on. It's based on the fact that He was dying for my sins. He was dying for my sins. A lot of folks, you know, have a problem would trust the fact that He died for all of your sins. Well, the Word of God says He died for all my sins. They're one of them. You know. You got Baptists, you got Methodists, you got Pentecostals, and everybody teaches a different doctrine. Ain't that right? Well, God said three things according to them. Well, the only thing I know is God's got one tongue. He says one thing. You know, of course, somebody says, Lynn, you need more patience. Well, I do need more patience. If somebody wants to talk about where truth, right, and divided, we'll talk. But otherwise, I ain't getting into none of this religious junk now. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't getting into that. Because all that is junk. You trust Christ to be your personal Savior and leave it there. Just leave it there. Because of the fact He died for all of your sins, all you got to do is trust Him. You know, there's a song that the youth sang years ago called Only Trust Him. Only trust Him, only trust Him. He will save you now. That's all you got to do. I mean, that's all you got to do. Is just trust Him. But after Paul finished the course, after he finished the course, got the last revelation of grace, that is when he took him out. That's when he took him out. But not until Christ gave him the last revelation of grace, and he pinned it down and he completed the word of God, then he took it. Now he might not have been, he might not have been the comfortable fellow in the world. I'm talking about he had hard times. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you preach the gospel of grace and you rightly divide the word of truth, bless God, you're going to have hard times. You're going to have a hard time. You know, it's just like this. I know who my Savior is. And I know who gave the message to me. And it's Paul. All right. Y'all stay on now.